Well, good morning again, everybody. It's Brian Truda from KC1021, the show with Jen and Truda on this another great edition of KC Close Up. And today, this morning, we're joined by Judy Akers, who is the Della Lamb Community Services Director. And she's going to talk to us about a very special initiative that Della Lamb always works on this time of year. Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. So Operation Santa Claus, I think you guys are pretty well known around Kansas City now, but there are a couple of ways that you could use our help and use the help of everybody who's listening today. So tell us about what you guys have going on right now.
Well, we're getting ready to serve about 1,400 families in need, Kansas City families in need, and they're comprised of about over 2,100 children. 2,100 children between infancy through 12 years old, and another 550 teenagers on top of that. What we're trying to do is to provide a complete Christmas for these families, and that consists of, for the children, a new sweatsuit, new underwear, new socks, new hat and gloves, one large new toy, one small toy, one new storybook, one filled Santa stocking. And then for the family, a frozen turkey or frozen chicken or frozen ham, and all of the holiday groceries for teenagers. There's teen gifts for mom and dad. There are some small gift items for mom and dad that are all new, and we're just really, really short on new toys and need donations of new toys. We also need donations, financial donations, to help cover the cost of purchasing turkeys. When we don't get enough turkeys donated or enough stuffing mixes or potatoes or whatever the issue is. So that's where we are today.
Okay, so you're short on toys. And as you said, you're doing this for about 1,400 families, and the age range really varies. It's kind of all ages of the kids there too, right?
It is. It's infancy through 12 years old. And the shortage of toys that we have right now are in about the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old range. We're looking for toys that do not require batteries, and, of course, we don't want toys that promote violence of any sort. You know, board games are great for this. Basketballs, baseball sets, footballs, all kinds of sporting equipment helps with that, and craft sets for girls and jewelry chests with little jewelry in it as well, makeup kits, those kinds of things for girls. Dolls are great. We ask for ethnic dolls, black dolls, Hispanic-looking dolls, Asian as well. So I've given you a few ideas there.
That's great. That's great. If it's people like me, the more specific you can be, the better. So that always works out pretty well. And I think that gives everybody a pretty good range. So let's say somebody goes out, they hear this, they say, okay, great. I could run by a Dick's, or I can run by someplace and pick this up. So what do they do with it then? How can they get it in your hands?
They can bring it to 500 Woodland, Della Lamb Community Services, 500 Woodland, W-O-O-D-L-A-N-D, Kansas City, Missouri, 64106. They can call us at 816-842-8040. They can get on our website at DellaLamb.org.
And Judy, if you could tell us, you know, unfortunately on this show, because we concentrate on a lot of organizations like yours, and especially this time of year, there are a lot of groups that find themselves behind when it comes to helping people, just because in past years the need has become so great. Have you guys seen that? Have you seen the need increase for your services?
We really have. And honestly, our donations are down. So it's that's kind of what's prompting our ask out to the public, because we know that Kansas City is a concerned community, and once they know that the need is legitimate, they'll share. Della, we only spend 8% on admin costs here. So 92% of every dollar goes right out into client service delivery. That's about as frugal as you can get, and it assures the donor that we're doing the best that we can to stretch their donation dollar.
Absolutely. And I want to ask you about De La Lamb in particular. Just going through your website, it's been over 100 years of operation as far as the De La Lamb Community Services goes. And what generally, you know, tell us a little bit about your organization and also about the people who are helped through this as well.
You bet. The organization has a history of 15 years of service to Kansas City families in need. Everything from it's really all about welfare to work, supportive kinds of services. We do job training. We do job placement. We do early ed child care so that parents can work. We do emergency food, clothing, utility bill, rent assistance for families in need. We do Thanksgiving assistance, Christmas assistance, back to school. We have youth teams, football, basketball, baseball, track and field, wrestling, and more. I'm probably leaving something out to keep kids active and centered on making good choices. It's all violence preventive and pregnancy preventive and drug preventive programming to help teach kids alternatives.
Well, it is amazing, Judy. I mean, one could just go to your website, which, by the way, the delalamb.org that you talked about, and just see how really wide-ranging your services are. I mean, you just have to touch so many people in that, you know, from kids to adults.
We really do, and I forgot even to mention refugee resettlement, which is our newest service that we've added in the past 3 or 4 years. And we've always served all kinds of Kansas Cityans in need, you know, traditionally poor Caucasian, African-American families, single-parented families. We've always been serving family at-risk families, and even more so now are refugees in need, and they're within our client base as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really a big issue right now. That's great of you guys to do that. That's amazing. Judy, if somebody has, again, if they're able to bring these donations to get these toys, is there a drop-dead date that you're looking for these by to get these out to the families?
Yeah, if we could get them this Thursday or Friday or Saturday, that would help us a lot. We'll continue to be serving families all next week as well, but if we could get the sooner that we can get them, the better stocked we're going to be, and that will help. I might say on the financial contribution, with a $50 financial gift, we can serve a smaller family of 2 or 3 children. A $100 gift serves a larger family of 4, 5, 6 children and parents as well.
That's great. And what does when you give these to the families, when you deliver that, what does that look like? Have you been able to take part in that? I mean, I can only imagine that this has to be a great day for them.
It is. We actually have families signing up in September and October who know that they are going to be in need at the holidays. And so we're running the screenings and making sure that they're not being served by anybody else. And so we're taking them on and, you know, assuring them that we will provide the best that we can in terms of Christmas assistance for them. And then they're given dates to come in this Friday morning, this Saturday, next week. And when they come, they bring all of their verification with them as well. And then we are getting them lined up with right now I have volunteers in the gym, literally right now, taking new sweatsuits of size 2T boy and putting that in certain mothers' bags who have needs for size 2T boy sweatsuits and underwear and socks. Size 4 girls, whatever, volunteers are literally bagging for each family the clothing and sizes and genders that they need for their children, ages infancy through 12 years old. And then when mom comes in on Friday or Saturday or whenever her time is to come and pick up her items, we will already have the clothing pre-bagged. And then mom walks with a volunteer and she selects one large new toy for each child and one new storybook and one small toy. To us, a large toy $15 value toy. A small toy is a 50 cent or dollar, couple of dollars in value. And each child will get one large, one small, one new storybook, and one filled Santa stocking, as well as all of the new clothing for teenagers. But as I said earlier, there are teenage bags with goodies in there that are specific to their needs, grooming items, school supplies, that kind of thing. And then the parents will pick up the groceries, the holiday groceries, with either the ham or the turkey or the chicken. And then they'll be out the door. It'll take them about 5 or 10 minutes to walk through our gym. Our gym is so organized as a Christmas store that we'll, line them up with a volunteer, and they'll make it around the gym and get all of the things that are set aside for their families.
That's great. Are you ever in need of volunteers or people to help?
No, we're good on volunteer numbers. Mostly we really need new toys, and we really need financial gifts to help cover costs of turkeys.
Okay, and once again, we're looking for really the 8 to 12-year-old age range. No batteries. We're looking for, as you said, things like board games, sporting equipment, dolls, ethnic dolls, very important as well. And
yes,
all of that to your organization at 500 Woodland, KCMO 64106, or delalam.org.
Yeah, you got it.
Judy, it's amazing because we do this show and we find out so much about organizations throughout Kansas City that have been in action. And it's really a treat for me to be able to find out and pass that along to everybody who listens every week about these groups as well. And you guys have had a great name in Kansas City. Of course, everybody knows Della Lam. But when you talk about it, it really is impressive what you guys do. And I wish you all the best this season. That sounds fantastic.
Thank you so much. You really helped get the word out. And when we ask donors come through with new toys and gifts, and it makes such a difference. God blesses it all, and everybody leaves with gratitude in their hearts and tears and smiles on their faces.
I can imagine. I can imagine it's quite a scene. I'm sure it's very emotional.
Yes, it is.
Well, have a great rest of the Christmas season. Merry Christmas to all of you down there, and we're going to put the word out and make sure that everybody can either get of their toys or of their monetary donations to you at Della Lam.
Yes, thank you so much. New toys.
Judy Akers is with the Community Services Director of Della Lam in Kansas City here, joining us on KC Close Up. Judy, thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Today, the impossible is happening. Someone is coming home. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, thousands with blood cancer are coming home to live a normal life. When you support LLS, you accelerate promising treatments that save lives, such as harnessing the immune system to fight cancer or creating personalized therapies for patients. LLS has been involved in nearly every major blood cancer breakthrough in the past 50 years. When you support LLS, you support the most pioneering cancer research of our time. Help us send more people home. Help us turn someday into today. Find out more at lls.org. Join us.
Shaylee and I are absolutely obsessed with this. The snow globes are in studio playing Christmas music, and this makes us very happy.
It does, doesn't it?
And the fact that they're incredible doesn't hurt.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. Guys, welcome back to the show. Thank you for coming in, by the way.
Thanks for having us.
And this is Giving Tuesday, so we've talked a little bit about this today, that after we've kind of spent our commercial money the past couple days, Black Friday, doing the Christmas shopping, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday to give back to stuff that's happening in the community. And the great part is when people purchase music from you, it has a giving aspect to it as well.
This is a really good day to be talking about this. Giving Tuesday is something that I'm really happy to have seen enter the whole season of this holiday season. It's a really big thing. And about 5 years ago, the story was that I went to travel to West Africa as part of a medical mission, and I just went as an artist and just we did art projects with local kids while the doctors and nurses were doing operating rooms and clinics. And at the end of the week, I found that it was it was a really fun week doing our projects, but ultimately not sustainable. You know, we did the projects and they were over. And so mm-hmm. I asked one of the doctors if I could ever come back, what I could do that was more sustainable. And he said, without hesitating, this community, if you can encourage this community to develop the habit of using soap to wash their hands, I'd see half the patients, which yeah. I saw this week, which was over 3,000. You know, the demand is massive. And there's a cultural, like a thread of folklore in this particular part of the world that says if you wash your hands with soap, it'll wash away your wealth. And
really?
So the
yeah.
following year, we went back and we learned from all of the people that were working and doing that good work on the ground to change the culture from within. And we partnered with a young guy there who was our translator the previous year. He's a local, and he became really interested in contributing to his community in this way. And over the past 5 years, it has developed stage after stage. We started with about a dozen schools and 3,000 kids. Now it's we've got about 7,000 kids in this program,
wow.
and we are now doing this annual soccer tournament called the Wash Cup. The Wash Cup
cool.
draws thousands of people to it. It's 3 months long and is one of the most popular things that happen all year in this community. And recently we just started a specific activity for girls in this part of the world. There aren't a lot of opportunities for girls to do things. And so they
right.
didn't want to play soccer. They wanted to play basketball. So
oh,
we started a basketball tournament for girls there last year. And they draw lots of people. And we do educational intermissions at each of these matches so the community can just continue to reinforce the message and consider
okay.
it a positive change from within.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so people can help with that by purchasing your Christmas albums. A portion of the proceeds goes to help that.
Yeah, yeah. So the Snow Globes and, we've committed, yeah, a portion of every record sale to doing this. And it's a great part of the year support to making this project happen.
That's fantastic.
You
that's
can
great.
Check out their website, thesnowglobes.com. Very simple. All the information is there for you.
All right. So are we ready for more music?
Let's do it.
Okay. What are we going to have this time?
This is a song I wrote a couple of years ago called It's Christmas, and it's kind of become one of our favorites.
There's no escape when you can't get away from the lights. And the trees start coming inside. It's Christmas. And you can't ignore the town made in green and red. And mistletoe overhead. It's Christmas. And all these things are held so special and oh so very dear. I have found the secret to keeping it all year.
It's not just the
snowy air or the jingle bells that strangely make my heart begin to bloom. Oh, everything that feels like Christmas is wrapped up. You never think that on a beach in the middle of June, a heart will send me all in a tune that sounds like Christmas. But it doesn't take seeing Rudolph fly through the sky to bring my spirit to life. It's Christmas. All these things are held so special and oh so very dear. And I have found the secret to keeping it all year.
It's not just the
snowy air or the jingle bells that strangely make my heart begin to bloom.
catches the
snowy air on the jingle bells. It strangely make my heart begin to bloom.
Holy cow.
Oh my gosh.
So early
goosebumps
on in that
moments.
I was like, don't cry, don't cry. If they see you cry, they're gonna be like, why is she crying? But it's that good.
It is. It really is.
That.
Oh, that was awesome.
I need every album. Every album you have, I need it all.
Immediately. No, I get to have them first. I'll make you a copy.
I'll even pay. I don't even need the free one sitting there.
Yeah. No, you buy them. That's it. Buy them because it gives back.
Nice
that's
recovery,
right. Don't you
Brian. Nice
pirate
recovery.
Anything.
Goes to charity.
Right. There you go.
Also, check out their website, thesnowglobes.com. That's where you can get their CDs. Or if you want to hire them for your Christmas party, or like I said, please just come to my living room and play
absolutely.
Once a week. I'll pay whatever it takes.
Right. You can hit us up on Facebook. We'll get the message to them if you want to do that. Twitter, text. The show at KC1021.com as well, and we'll pass along the message to you guys. So, again, Barkley, Lindsay, Rick, Snow Globes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You wrote that song. That's amazing.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
All right, so Jen, we survived somehow Black Friday.
Yes.
And we got through some of the shopping season so far, and you have been very happy with your purchases thus far?
I'm probably 3/4 of the way done with my shopping at this point. Wrapped
very good.
And ready, like under the tree, ready to go. You have not started. You have not purchased a single gift.
Nope,
is that correct?
Not a one. No, okay. I have purchased one because I bought Addie something while I was out shopping for the foster kids a couple weeks
okay.
ago. Yeah, so
you're making progress.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Tracy from PennyPinchandMom.com is in with us, and there are still some good deals. It's not just Cyber Monday, Black Friday, where you get everything.
Exactly. Like this week, Target has some preschool toys on sale. Buy two, get one free.
That's a great deal.
Absolutely. Nice. And if you happened on Sunday to pick up your discounted Target gift card.
I did. I got four.
Good girl.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
You can turn around and use that discounted gift card that you already paid less for
right.
and get toys.
Huh.
Same thing, Legos this week, 20% off at Target.
Ooh.
And I'm seeing some of the lowest prices I've seen on some of the giant sets, like that big hotel, the Lego Friends Hotel,
yep.
that's like 100 and mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
It's $83.
Wow.
That's the lowest price.
And it's 20% off this week.
It's 20% off this week, all the Legos.
That's Jen, huge. I want the big Millennium Falcon.
I got that for Kyle 2 years ago.
Oh, did you really?
You can come on over
has
and
he
help
put
him
it together
set
yet?
Yes, of course.
Nice.
That was done 2 days after Christmas.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
And it's the great thing is that these deals aren't just like this week. I know of a new one starting on Sunday
Ooh.
At Target.
Yes.
There's going to be a new coupon code coming out to save $10 off of a $50 toy purchase.
Another
great
deal.
$25 off of a $100 toy purchase.
Wow.
What's great about that is that Legos are included. So many times those coupons exclude Legos.
Uh-huh.
All that they're excluding are hoverboards and video games. So
wow.
And then let me add to that, you could stack your Target Red Card and get another 5% off with that.
Ding, ding, ding. That's She's got it figured out, folks.
Awesome. All right. So that's some great
you
deals.
You two are in cahoots somehow. Because
no, I'm just cheap and I know how to make
knows all the good deals.
You're not cheap. You're just smart.
I'm
frugal.
That's exactly it. You know how to stretch a dollar.
That's what I like that. What are so we've got some things coming up here because now we're into the home stretch.
Yes.
I mean, even though it is just the first week of December, this is like all downhill from here.
It really is. With Christmas falling how it does this year, it kind of throws a wrench into how we shop. So one other thing I like to mention right now is next Monday.
Okay.
Is that the 12th? Uh-huh. It's called Green Monday.
Oh, I've never heard of Green Monday.
Okay. Neither have I.
Green Monday is the third largest shopping day, online shopping day, excuse me, of the entire year.
Is that right?
Yes. Hmm. It is when it's like that last big rush. People think, okay, I'm 2 weeks away. So all the people who shop early, they're the ones who are looking for the deal. Then you got the last minute people. Then the people kind of middle of the road are like, yeah, I probably should get some shopping done. So that's the day for those people to get what they need.
And so there are more good deals on Green Monday.
Absolutely. You'll have a lot of great deals on Green Monday, and you'll be able to find a lot of bargains and still receive those items in time for Christmas. Because
that is the key.
The closer we get and you buy online, the less likelihood it's actually going to end up under your tree.
Do you know, is there kind of a drop-dead time that you should really get your butt in gear and get it by that time?
You know, it's as long as you can order it 7 to 10 days before, you should be okay. But the closer you get, I recommend paying for that expedited shipping.
Right.
And I actually was doing some reading this morning, and they're saying if they say it's 3 days that it's going to take, add 1 to 2 more right now. So if it says 3 days shipping, think 4 to 5. Just build in that extra little cushion so you're not it's not unexpected and you're not surprised if it shows up late.
So people should know that even if they pay for faster shipping in some cases, you still want to build in extra time.
Absolutely.
Just because they're not miracle workers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen the guys running down our street and they're literally off their truck running and not literally throwing, but just getting them on the porches as quickly as possible. So
the real life Santa Clauses.
Yeah, they're working hard, so we got to cut them some slack.
And I have to thank you because PennyPinchandMom.com has so many great Facebook posts. Every time you find a deal, you post it. And I have gotten so many good deals already this season on presents because I'm like, oh, I have to click fast and get that.
That's exactly it. And we're constantly doing that. And in our private group, we're actually kind of personal shoppers. And people are coming and saying, hey, I need to find a deal on fill in the blank. And then my team and I are going out to see what we can find to try to help them find the lowest price possible.
Awesome. So check her out, PennyPinchandMom.com. You can find her on Facebook, get in on that Facebook group and get those good deals too.
All right. See you next week.
Thanks.
We're back next week with an all new edition. We are every Sunday, both on KC 102.1 and 94.1 KFKF. And if you have any missed any part of this show, again, to remind you that you can always pick up our podcast, it's available on iTunes, and you can just search for KC Close Up or KC 102.1 on iTunes and find our podcast there to download right to your cell phone, your iPad, or your computer. You can also find us on KC 102.1's Facebook page or by going to KC1021.com, click the show, and then audio. It will take you there as well. Next week, we'll have an all-new Kansas City Close-Up, and if you would like to send us some ideas for people that we can talk to who are making a difference around Kansas City, you can send them to me directly, Truta, T-R-U-T-A, KC1021.com. You can call my voicemail at the office, 816-360-4823, or you can check out any part of this in our public file here in our main studio location at Westport at 508 Westport Road, Suite 202, KC Mo 64111. Thanks for joining us again. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time on KC Close Up.